1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The dignified transfer of remains happening today at Dover Air Force Base. President Biden will be there as three U.S. service members killed in a drone strike in Jordan are returned home. As for retaliatory strikes, U.S. officials say they will be targeted hits aimed at Iranian-backed rebels who carried out the drone attack. However,
President Biden has deep misgivings about going after Iran itself. All we've heard from the president, from the administration for months is these are Iran-backed militias, these are Iran-backed militias, but they don't want this war to escalate. But if you look at the map, it really already has.
ABC's Martha Raddatz in Amman, Jordan. A small plane crashed into a mobile home park in Clearwater, Florida overnight. Several fatalities, police say, but they don't yet know how many. It's Groundhog Day. Punxsutawney Phil just now predicting.
Glad tidings on this Groundhog Day. An early spring is on the way.
There you go. You heard it here first. This is ABC News. Parts of California bracing for even more rain this weekend after storms blew through the southern part of the state. Sunday's storm expected to be even worse, and officials say all of that rain and flooding could put people in danger. Over 2 million Tesla vehicles involved in a recall. Here's ABC's Brian Clark.
It's called a recall, but the Tesla problem can be fixed by a software update that's already begun going out. The problem is incorrect font size on warning lights. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says this can make critical safety information difficult to read. That could increase the risk of a crash. Almost every model is affected. The S, the X, the 2017 through 23 Model 3, the Y, and the Cybertruck. Brian Clark, ABC News.
And when it comes to know how long a dog will live, it may be the nose. A new study says dogs with longer noses tend to live longer than breeds with short noses and flatter faces. Sorry, Frenchies and pugs. Researchers don't know why. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hey, Wayne, shopping for a new door? Do you need something more dependable?
Yes, something that's durable, dent-resistant, knows how to take a hit, and is going to last for years.
We're still talking about the door, right?
Oh, yeah, right. Of course.
Wayne Larrabee and Jeff Levering shopping together at Pella? What next? How about 0% interest for up to 3 years? Or no money down, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Visit PellaWI.com.
Certain research supplies to show over details on Rest 2.4.
Connecting the dots between the left and the right. Rational Revolution with Chris Elfine. Saturdays at 2 and Sundays at 1 on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Museums in Wisconsin are scrambling to comply with a new federal rule that makes them get permission from tribal nations before displaying certain Native American artifacts. The new rule means significant changes for museums in other parts of the country, but less so in Wisconsin. The Universities of Wisconsin may not be done closing in-person classes at two-year branch campuses.
I anticipate there will be more two-year campuses closed down. It's going to be painful, though, and I think Jay and the Board of Regents are doing the best job possible.
Governor Evers speaking at a WISP politics luncheon this week. A total of 4 two-year colleges will stop offering in-person classes after this spring. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin Badgers lose in overtime. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers on the road in Nebraska. The game going into overtime.
Hepburn with 7 seconds left. Chucky, a deep three. It's off the rim, no good. Gary, the rebound, and Nebraska wins it in overtime by 8. And another court storm here in Lincoln as the sixth-ranked team in the country goes down.
Matt LaPay on the Badgers Radio Network. The final, Nebraska 80, the Badgers 72. Head coach Greg Gard asked, was it the Badgers' second-half turnovers that did them in?
Yeah, that combined with bad shot selection and no play in the paint.
NFL, Brian Gutekunst says poor play in the secondary is partly what led to them firing Joe Barry and hiring Boston College head coach Jeff Hafley as their new defensive coordinator. The Packers GM says they will likely work on a contract extension with Jordan Love in the next few months. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to 35 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 26 for a low. Tomorrow will be sunny with a high of 40. By Sunday, sunny and slightly warmer with a high of 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Hey, everybody, this is Todd Allball. At noon on Friday, Trigby Olson is in the host chair. Don't miss it. It's going to be a great show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. I'm sorry, Milton is in the house, and that poor dog is so nervous around me.
Yes.
Even Dono is laughing. I go to give Milton a treat and reach out.
He ran away. He doesn't run away from treats.
Wow.
So, yeah, I think
he's just peering around the corner. He won't even come in.
You scarred him early on.
I'm sorry about
fun
that.
Of him.
I'm sorry. We're going to be having Milton determine. He's going to be our groundhog if we're having more winter or not. But first, we're going to talk to our great friend from Bell in Sports Medicine, Mark Hewson. Mark, good morning to you, my friend.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Excellent. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Good. Isn't this great, this spring weather, Mark? I mean, this has got to be, you're an outdoors or healthy guy. Isn't this bring a little energy in your step?
I do. I love spring. I love summer. So bring it on. I know some people who want to be ice fishing and snowmobiling. It does not help, but yeah, what are we going to do? Mother Nature's bringing it early, I think.
Well, Mark, we talk about a lot of orthopedic things. First thing we have to ask, we got a whole thing about February is Blood Pressure Month and American Heart Month and all those sorts of things. But first, yes or no, we talked a little bit about this. Am I ever going to have to get a new hip?
John, I think there's probably a lot of parts that you're going to have to get.
Okay, right. Okay.
Lobotomy.
Okay. All right, we'll just leave it at that then. All right. Let's talk about American Heart Month, because this is super important. And one of the things we want to talk about here, you talked about that calcium score testing. Believe this or not, I actually had that done a few years ago.
Okay, now this does shock me.
Yeah.
Because I thought I was going to have to educate John of what this calcium score test was.
He doesn't know what it means. He's just saying
it's
a test. Yeah, I believe that. Okay.
Yeah.
What are we looking for?
It's great. February 1st yesterday started American Heart Month. I think it's great for education for everyone. You know, there's a big focus for women, but it's really for everyone. Focus on your blood pressure. Focus on how your heart works.
And do you recommend those home blood pressure kits?
You know, I think it helps guide you. I'm not going to always admit that they're the best. So yours truly here even has one of those and uses them. And I think they sometimes run low and sometimes they run high. So they're not perfect, but I think it helps guide you on what you need to use them for. That's why, a lot of times you go to the pharmacy and people say, well, I was never high. Well, but when you go into your doctor's office, you're always high. So
that's like Todd.
It's a balance.
Yeah, but isn't blood pressure like the biggest?
Todd's the only one that got that.
I got that. I just didn't say anything.
I missed that. Okay,
yeah, it went over your head.
Isn't blood pressure the biggest leading indicator of heart problems, heart disease, strokes?
You know what it is, Jim? It's one of those silent issues. You know, you just don't realize you have higher blood pressure, and that's why you need to get it checked out. And, you know, maybe by taking, yes, indeed, a pill that's prescribed, you know, brings your blood pressure down. So it's not like you feel weakness. It's not, you know, I mean, you could go on this for years. So it's just a matter of getting checked out. You know, that's why we also recommend physicals.
I've got really high blood pressure, and I feel as good as, you know, as ever. But so, I mean, that's what I mean. But then I get the test. It's like, holy crap, is that ever high? So,
yeah. And, you know, I think here's the other thing. You know, my father used to go in sometimes. He's passed away now, but he would go in sometimes when the ambulance would come and would have to take him in. He had cancer and some issues. And sometimes people say, well, your blood pressure's high. Well, geez, you're rattled and you're in an ambulance or emergency room. Blood pressure, you may be high, but it's like kind of one of those things of, okay, having your blood pressure high one time doesn't mean that you're going to have all-time blood pressure issues. It's a matter of, okay, get it checked out. Maybe you get it checked out over a month and then look at all the readings and say, okay, what do we need to do now?
What's
so,
the best
and it's the
way-
same thing now with that score, with that calcium score. You know, I mean, again, a lot of people don't even realize. So what it does is you literally lay on a table,
yep.
A CT scanner goes around you. You're done in 10 minutes, non-invasive. It does not hurt.
The only hard part is you have to hold your breath for like 20 seconds or something.
Yeah. I will agree, John. That is tough. You know, they'll say sometimes, okay, hold it. And you're thinking, when can I let this breath out?
Yeah.
But you're in and out, honestly, in 10, 15 minutes.
Yep. Piece of cake.
Milton agrees with
you. Someone's at the door.
What about cholesterol? Because that's another thing I have issue with. I'm on cholesterol pills. What I mean, they used to say eggs, and now I think they say, well, eggs aren't really a problem with cholesterol. That's gone back and forth. What are some of the things to help with a person's cholesterol, Mark?
Well, I think that's what it is. It's your cholesterol. You have good cholesterol and you have bad cholesterol. So it's a matter of now the only way to figure that out is get a blood test. And then they can break it down and find out, you know, one, you could have bad cholesterol numbers or higher numbers, but you could also have very good cholesterol numbers. And then so you have to look at the ratio, and that ratio really will help you determine what's going on. The calcium score will tell you how much plaque is in your arteries. So it's a combination of all of that. Then they may come back and say, okay, guess what? You have, you know, you could start to have higher cholesterol, but your plaque's not built up in your arteries. But you don't want to let that go for 10, 15, 20 years because you continue to build up plaque. So I have a cousin. He is a fit farmer, very skinny. You would have no symptoms. I will admit my only worry was his mom, my aunt, passed away of a heart attack at before age 60. He went in this last year. And his numbers were way off the chart. Ended up having a quadruple bypass a month later, 2 months later. You know, I think it shocks the whole family because of what happened. It's just one of those things. If he had absolutely no symptoms, he was going to get physicals. Everyone said, you're doing great because, you know, you feel good. You look at tests. You know, his cholesterol was not bad. But he ended up building, his body was building up plaque, and he ended up having, I believe, one or two areas that were almost 100% blocked.
Wow. What causes that, Mark? What causes plaque in your heart arteries?
You know, it's a chemical makeup, and sometimes it could be the food that you eat and when you eat it. And it just, you know, if you do that, it's one of those things someone says, is this food bad or good? It's a matter of, it's not always good or bad. You can always treat yourself. You can always cheat on your diet and have some of that food. But if you have it six times a week, maybe that's not good. You know what I mean? So it's eating, but eating in moderation. So you just don't, you know, so you gotta really have to look at the food you eat. I would say that's the other thing. You know, we kind of talk about American Heart Month. It's nutrition. It's, you know, honestly sitting down with as a family and saying, what do we eat? What do we have for food? And that includes young kids. You know, what are we giving them on a day-by-day basis? Again, to cheat and have your one, whatever it is, one time a week, not a big deal. But you're having that every night. You know, you're having ice cream and bacon and fatty foods every single night, it's gonna add up. That is when you start getting more and more plaque, and that's when we start to struggle.
Do you hear that, John?
Well, the number one thing I've been reading though a lot about is trans fats are as bad for you as anything, and it's shocking almost when you read what's certain things that you would think like pizza sauce. You wouldn't think that's, but and it's got trans fats. I mean, that's like the number one thing right now, huh, Mark, that they're trying to get across to people? Check the trans fats in your food?
I think it's checking the trans fats. It's also probably a matter of when are you eating some of these foods and how can your body digest them? And is it morning? Is it evening? John, you and I, work a lot of late night events.
Yeah.
It's one thing when people have a dinner at 5:30, and that's usual. The problem is, what do we do sometimes afterwards? We have the dinner at 10 o'clock when a game's done.
Well, I'll be honest with you, during football season, you always see me at the concession stand. Every game I ever do, I grab a couple of hot dogs. I've literally never done a game because I love, first of all, I like supporting the local booster clubs. I do, and I, but there's something about a hot dog at a ball game that I just love. That I look forward to Friday nights going to a high school football game and having two hot dogs right from the concession stand. I simply enjoy that. But then I will say, on the way home, then I'll grab a sub sandwich or a double cheeseburger or whatever. And then it's 10 o'clock, 10:30 on the way home.
And it's almost like a little bit of a reward. Like I'll teach, and I'll get home at 9:30,
right,
and I'll eat then. Sometimes, and I remember just even back at City Council, those meetings would be gone at 11. I'd come home and eat then.
Absolutely. That's how my schedule's always been.
And because I don't like eating before an event.
Same with me.
You know, I just, you want to speak clearly and food might get you tired, but I think that's something that's hard to, I think that is hard to not do, to come home
and go. Part of the routine?
Right.
Isn't it though, Mark? I mean, I've seen you at the concession stand once, Mark.
you know what, you guys, you're all right because, I think that's what it is. I was just going to say, my biggest thing. So as an athletic trainer, I love doing my job, but you know what it was? I was going to get not just one bag of popcorn sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, I ate a bob of popcorn because it tided me over in the JV game. I also went back at 8 o'clock at halftime and grabbed the second bag of popcorn.
Yeah.
And you guys know how it is, and I'm not blaming anyone. Some people have a ton of butter on them. Some people have a ton of salt on them. So by the time you get done with end of night, I ate two bags of popcorn and I worked three games that week.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things of what was I doing three nights a week for 40 straight weeks? And you start adding it up. You're like, geez, how about grab an apple? How about grab a banana? So you just have to change your focus of what you're eating and when you're eating it and then how much.
Jenny, we're talking about Gentle Ben, but it harkens me back to a commercial with McDonald's. Remember when and drive-thrus have been around forever, but when they really were promoting those and it was like get an extra for the drive home.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Just double down on that. You're right. It's tough to do, but I guess like we said once in
but
a while.
But it says you're almost not conscious of it when you're at something like it, right. And it's so easy to do it. It just becomes part of your routine.
Hey, but before we talked a lot about diet, but just, again, I want to put another plug for the walking, right?
Yep.
I mean, just again, every time you read something, 15 minutes a day, 20 minutes a day, is that the cure all?
Jim, I think you hit it. Anyone can walk. Even if we have a regular, winter snow, guess what? I know a lot of people say, I can't get outside. The sidewalks aren't always shoveled. You can go to a mall and walk for 15 minutes. You know what some people do? Just go to a big parking lot. Walk to outside of the parking lot for 15 minutes. Just getting active. And we all know it. In Wisconsin, our weather is not the best from, December to March maybe. So there shouldn't be any excuses, but we make excuses. It's also tough, but hey, now after 5 o'clock, it's light out. You get home, before you walk inside, take a quick walk around the neighborhood. When I say take a quick walk, 10, 15 minutes.
Great.
Beautiful. Just do a little bit of action.
Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine, you are the greatest. Thank you so very much for doing this.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, guys.
You're the man. Take care, buddy. Mind on the Mayor, back right after this.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it,
The Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mind with the Mayor here on a Friday morning. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. They've got an incredible deal going on. Ladies and gentlemen, get zero interest for up to 3 years or make no down payment, no interest, no payments for up to 18 months. Imagine having beautiful Pella Windows and Doors installed but not having to make a single payment for a year and a half. Take advantage, because this deal at Pella only lasts until February 29th. Pella's expert team installs year-round. They can customize any new window or door to match your unique home. They finish installation in as little as 1 day, and when they leave, you can barely tell they were there. Your gorgeous new windows and doors are an obvious sign, but that's really all you have to do. Start customizing your home today with zero interest up to 3 years. Check them out, PellaWI.com. All right, so it's Groundhog's Day. We don't have a groundhog, but we've got Milton the Wonder Dog.
He likes that.
So Milton is going to decide, are we going to have six more weeks? Is it what, 6 weeks of winter or what's the?
Yes. So if he sees his shadow, there's 6 more weeks of winter.
Oh, that's Brittany. I didn't see it. Right. Hi, Brittany.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. Of course I have to be here for this.
This is very scientific here, Brittany. This might be beyond, I know you're a meteorologist, you went to school, graduate, but we're taking it to a different level of science testing here.
And Brittany, we
I'm
know that.
Today off.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Brittany, we know that the groundhog already weighed in.
Yes.
Did you see that this morning?
Are we talking about Phil in Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Yes. I haven't heard about Jimmy yet down in Madison.
Oh, there's one in Madison too. I did not know that.
Me either.
Okay.
Okay.
So far, they've been seeing their shadows, I've heard.
Okay, people can watch us on Facebook. How do they get to that, Todd?
Just go to Facebook, search for Mino and the Mayor, or for WGBW or right. Oshkosh Air Support.
Okay, fantastic.
So, Brittany,
we're doing this live on the air on Facebook.
And that shadow thing is not, they use scrolls as well. So I made 2 scrolls. One has a happy face that says spring is in the air. The other one is a sad face that says 6 more weeks of winter. So we are going to have Milton, the meteorologist.
And this is live on Facebook.
Right. Yep. And he is going to pick one of these 2 scrolls.
Look how calm he is when he's with Donna.
Yeah, I know. Well, when he doesn't see John.
Yeah.
So, Milton, can you pick one of these? Okay, let him go. Oh.
Here we go.
Okay, which one?
Milton the Wonder Dog.
Come on, which one?
Sheepishly eyeing them both. Oh, he wants nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Come on, Milton, pick one.
Mm-hmm. Hey, which one is Milton? Okay, it's going pretty well so far.
It's Milton, come on, man.
It's going to be more like Donna picks the scroll. Yeah.
No, he's... All right, okay. There you go. I got it.
Here we
okay.
go.
Okay, Milton, come here.
Why don't you
pick a scroll.
Grab him his face and put him next to one.
All right.
He almost grabbed one.
No, uh-huh. He did. Pick it. Come on.
Are the lessons going with him pretty good?
He's undecided. He's like a meteorologist.
He passed.
For sure.
That's no, right. He's he'll be better than Channel 11. Come on. Okay, you guys.
Unbelievable.
Okay.
Has he gone close to any of them?
Yes, he has.
No, he has not.
He has two, Johnny. Okay. Pick one of these 2.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Good. I think it's great.
Boy, this is a great idea.
You know, I was driving along in my car. I want to pull over because this is so stimulating. I don't know.
Sheila Rosenberg Seidel says this is exciting. I'll just tell you that.
He's now trying to give Milton a treat to cheat him over to water.
Milton,
and Milton won't even look at the scrolls.
Pick one.
Here he goes. Mm-hmm.
Is it all the people?
No.
Leave Milton alone?
Yeah. Right here. Milton is just his own person.
I think that's the one, right? That's the one on the left there, Jim. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's the one.
That's the one he picked.
Yeah, so you open that up and you announce what that is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm nervous.
Let's see what we got here. Oh, 6 more weeks of winter. Wow, thanks a lot, right, Milton.
I don't know if Dad likes that.
Milton the Wonder Dog, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, so Milton says 6 more weeks. Brittany, what do you got from the actual scientific side of things?
From the scientific side of things, we're going to be sitting in spring-like vibes for the next 2 weeks. But week 3, week 4, we see that jet stream take a little dip. We're going to see some more active weather and some cooler temperatures, more winter-like head our way, but still looking above average as we go into the long term here for us. So
you're saying
I'm going to say
more winter too, basically?
More winter. There is winter on the way, but we're going to enjoy spring for right now. That's why I think Milton was so confused, because it's a little bit of both.
You got to use the mic that has the corn there. Yeah. The cord there.
Where'd it go? Right here. Here we go.
I would agree. It was a lot of thought, an analysis into this, thinking, okay, I know the next 2 weeks is going to be mild, but then again, you know, we could see some snow. So he was...
look at him now.
He's a people pleaser. Anyway.
Yeah, he's just wandering around in the hallway there. He's like, is that it, Dad?
Wow.
Did I do good, Dad?
He's only a year and a half old.
This sounded like a great idea.
It did. Sounded like such a good idea.
Last night it was like...
As God is my witness, I thought Milton would be able to choose a scroll.
I told Todd, I got up at 2 o'clock this morning and I was thinking about how we could do this. I did the scrolls. I talked to him a little bit, but all right, well, he'll get better.
He doesn't
next
really
year.
Want to focus, it seems You know that? He's looking all over. He's kind of
like his dad. You
he's
know?
Kind of a lot like,
Little
ADD. He's the Rudy Giuliani of dogs.
Little ADD.
Yeah.
Hey, right. I think we all understand now how hard it is to predict the weather, right?
Thank you,
Milton,
Brittany.
Was like, "Ooh, I'm going to second guess. I'm not sure.
Yes.
We got a couple of texts. One from Scotty B in Denmark who says, soak them in gravy next time. Todd in DePeer says, that was so riveting. Let's go 2 out of 3.
All right. I got it.
Any other comments, folks? Let us know about our big spectacular performance by Milton. And picking, or we're going to have 6 weeks of cold weather or nice weather or whatever, because
he thinks it's going to be nice for the next 2 weeks, and we could be getting some bad weather.
Okay. I thought that's what Brittany said.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. I thought that was Milton.
Yeah.
Okay.
Milton has a new title. He's a mini meteorologist.
Yes. There you go. Love it.
Yes. I call him the furry forecaster.
I like it a lot. Wow. Brittany, we apologize. You had to be a witness to that.
You know, I enjoyed it. I was very excited.
On behalf of all meteorologists around the nation, we apologize that we tried having a dog do it. So, right. Yeah. But
anyway, that was
we love Milton, though. Look at him there. He's still like, what the hell is going on
here? I got to get out of here.
What is this, man? Where am I?
And we love Brittany, too. Thank you for sharing that with us. But I was, we had a guy on this morning, Brittany, that kind of does ice rescues. And, you know, it's amazing. 52 degrees next week, we're going to see.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
So I wouldn't be out on the bay. I know there's still ice there. But when you get strong winds, too, it moves those ice sheets around and it kind of breaks it up. So be careful with those warm temperatures.
How was it in the Wausau area? Same thing, Brittany?
We're warm, but we still have people out on the river right now. We've got some shallow areas that are pretty frozen over. So they're ice fishing on the Wisconsin River at the moment. And obviously the mountain is still open for skiing because temperatures at night dipping below freezing. So they can still produce that fake snow.
Hey, one last quick question. Have you heard anything up like way up north in the UP, or is everything open up there, or
snowmobile?
Like Ski Brule or those places?
You know, I didn't go to the UP, but I did go up north towards Duluth area and I saw the South Shore of Wisconsin. They don't have any snow either.
Nothing, huh?
And the northeast areas also, a lot of counties and tourism, they're asking for some financial assistance because the snowmobile trails never opened. Oh, so
that's too bad.
It really is.
I mean, you live up here, you want to take part in winter things. Right. Brittany, always a pleasure having you on. Thank you so very much for what you do.
Thank you. Happy Groundhog's Day.
All thank right, you too, Brittany. When we come back, the glam band's main man, Dennis Peters, and our own Christy talk about what's up this weekend. Back after this. Round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Festival of Foods and Diamonds and Gold present Let Me Be Frank Silver Jubilee Season at the Meyer Theater. And our first show of the year is Two and a Half Belgians, Friday, February 2nd through February 24th. Join me, Two and a Half, and my other brothers, 1 through 5, as we work at the Frosty Tip in Diceville and cruise for Illinois Babes in Fish Creek. It's the late 60s. Herky and Mabel are the proprietors of the Frosty Tip. Two and a Half Belgians runs Friday, February 2nd through Saturday, February 24th. For tickets, go to MeyerTheater.org or call 920-494-3000.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Friday morning. The lift in cheese prices to start the week is a sign of traction in the export market. This is according to Matt Tranel. He's a broker analyst out of EverAg's Platteville office. While the news is positive, he's still cautious about how much volume of cheese is on the CME.
So I do think that we are finding some traction in buyers, but I do still think that there's quite a bit of volume to be sold on the CME Spot Dairy Index. We've really been in a downturn on cheese since August, and we saw a little pop in October, but quite frankly, we took prices all the way down to this 140, 150 area. When you look at our price versus the world, Oceania's up around 190, and the European Union's around 205. In November, we chipped off some really good export deals, and then as of recent, like 2 weeks ago, there was said to be some export deals that were getting done. And so, yeah, I do think we've cleaned up our spot inventory a little bit.
Matt Tranel along with us. He's a broker analyst with EverAg working out of their Platteville office. You can listen to the full conversation with Matt at MidwestFarmReport.com. Just click on our podcast page. Stick around for a look at our markets next.
Innovation, that's BioVet. Livestock producers rely on BioVet for microbial and nutritional support. Keeping livestock eating and productive. Make BioVet your trusted partner for your livestock health since 1991. Learn more at biodancevet.com.
Innovation.
We're exploring farming in the last frontier, Alaska. Come and join us. Hi, everyone. I'm Pam Yonke. The date's August 22nd through September 1st. We'll visit a variety of Alaska farms, including a private boat excursion to experience a shrimping operation. Of course, you'll get all the majestic scenery and impressive wildlife along the way. Visit holidayvacations.com, keyword Pam, for more information and to watch a travel video or call 888-557-1020 today.
On the close yesterday from Chicago, cash corn was down a penny at 447 and a quarter. December new crop corn also down a penny at 479 a bushel. Soybeans faded in the double digits because of low export demand. Cash beans down 19 cents at 1203 and a quarter, and November new crop beans closed down 14 and a quarter cents at 1185 and a half. July new crop wheat closed up 3.5 cents at 613 and three quarters. The Class 3 milk contracts rallied yesterday upwards of 40, 50, or 60 cents, depending on which one you were looking at. Barrel cheese closed up 2 cents at $1.54, and the 40-pound block cheese closed up a penny and three quarters at $1.66 and three quarters. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to 35 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 26 for a low. Tomorrow will be sunny with a high of 40. By Sunday, sunny and slightly warmer with a high of 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Temperature now 30.
For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024 continues, thanks to our fine sponsor, Chance Design Build. Crudy lands in Las Vegas for the Nevada presidential primary, a competing GOP caucus, and all the build-up to Super Bowl 58. Tune in for special events broadcast live from the Vegas Strip. From the Nevada primary, Tuesday, February 6th, through Super Bowl Friday, Crudy brings you on-the-ground coverage from a swing state that helped Joe Biden win the presidency.
Where the fans own the team. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. It's time to find out what's up for the weekend. Brought to you by Waterfront Market, your local market at 401 North Washington Street in Green Bay in the City Deck Landing Building. And now, here's Christy Barlamont and from the glam band, Dennis Peters.
I love this intro music, but I still think from the old Jesus Christ Superstar, what's the buzz, Tammy? What's happening? What's the buzz? Remember, we used that for Big Wayne when he used to come in.
We did, because he had the bees. He had the bees. But
since Wayne doesn't come in much anymore, you guys can steal that if you want. Dennis, first of all, can we talk a little bit about this hoodie, sweatshirt I'm wearing?
Absolutely.
Tell me about this band, Decades.
They're a bunch of kids, and they're rocking and rolling, and I really like it.
How cool is that? You put this together, right?
All I did was... There's the commonality is there's some folks that bring the kids out to the shows and whatnot, and I just felt compelled to put them together somehow because they're one plays bass, one's drums and whatnot. I thought, you know, they just got to get together, just feel it, and that's, you know, I just felt compelled to put them get them together, get the parents together, you know, get them connected.
What's the age range?
I just work here.
Okay,
they're teenagers. Yeah.
So I mean, and they're gonna play at Epic for you guys, right?
I can't wait.
How awesome of an opportunity is that you're giving them?
I'm not giving it to them. It's just one of those things that just keeps on trickling, you know?
Yeah, you are, Dennis. Don't be so humble about it. This is you're doing, and we talked about this when I first met you, this mentoring and this opportunity and this confidence that you're giving these teenage kids. This could be life-changing for some of them. They're going to look back at this and say, you know what? This guy, he's a little different.
There always has to be that guy.
There is. In sports, in band, academics, you know, somebody can look at some kids and say, look, you could be a doctor someday. And they got to believe that. And not just from their parents and their grandma. They need to hear it from someone who is.
They get a break, you know?
Well, or somebody with that authority, right?
Right.
And that's why sometimes parents get hurt because they listen to their teachers more, but that's just the way life is. And
there's that.
I just really appreciate what you're doing. Johnny was telling me about that, and I think that's great, and we want to support. I mean, we're all about, you know.
I appreciate you saying that, but sometimes a kid just needs to hear somebody say, you can do it!
Absolutely. Right. Oh,
yeah. You know, and, you know, they need that to take the pressure off.
Absolutely.
Just do it.
It's for the self-confidence aspect of it.
Yeah.
And we got this text just now, Terry from Ashwaubenon, and it says, congratulations to Dennis Lee Roth on his nomination for Whammy Vocalist of the Year. Good luck.
Where's that $20 in my pocket?
I know, right?
For that.
Really? Explain what the Whammies are. Because I've actually done presented and things like that. Me and Louie back in the day.
It's the Wisconsin Area Music Industry Awards, and it's been around for... a few decades now already, and it's been picking up steam over the years and whatnot, and it's just a way to bring the community together, and it really is a small community. And people talk about the Packers and, you know, getting their new defensive coordinator and how it's a small world, you know, from that standpoint. Like, I know this guy. It's the same thing. It's really kind of the same thing. Everybody knows everybody, basically, but it's a good opportunity to get everybody together and raise money for causes, et cetera, recognize people who are doing some neat things, those type of things. And because bands don't get together and musicians don't together they don't get together because they're busy.
Yeah, they're all in different venues.
So you mark off a day in the calendar. Let's go do this. Let's have some fun.
I think it's awesome.
That Vocalist of the Year, that's big time. We need and we need a Whammy or a Wisconsin Music Hall of Fame.
There is.
Where?
It's
lame.
It's
we
not,
talked about that.
No, there's not a building. There's not
right.
a building.
Views of the mayor, not necessarily the views of Civic Media, John Mino, or Todd the producer.
There's not actually a building, John.
Correct.
Korea Museum is a building where you can, like, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland.
Or Prince in Minnesota.
Right.
Oh, tell me about that. But anyway, there is a Whammy Hall of Fame, if you will, or if you want to call it that. That would be neat to put something like that together. And I think the perfect place for it would be the Epic Center, by the way. And I'm just saying out loud because the Whammy Awards will be this April or May, April? April at Epic.
Great.
Oh, cool. And, last time I did it was at the PAC.
Okay.
In Appleton. Yeah. Which is a nice place to have it.
A lot of times at the Turner Hall in Milwaukee. So it's kind of making a round robin.
So who are you up there with? Did they have this when Liberace was here? No.
What?
He's in it. No.
Okay.
I want to.
Okay, that was probably the most famous musician out of the state.
I think
you say.
I think without a doubt.
So he was up for a Whammy.
I just asked Johnny.
Next to Butch Vig from Garbage, right?
I said, "Were the how long have the Whammies been around?"
I want to say since the 90s. I've seen.
Okay,
it.
Well then.
Liberace since died in the 70s, but
okay. I was confused. I thought he died too.
He died, but he didn't die in the 70s. He was died in the 90s, didn't he?
No, Liberace died in 78.
Really?
77, 78, something like that. Oh, 80s. Excuse me, 80s.
Okay.
In the 80s.
Okay, yep. Again, the views
AIDS
of
got
this.
Him. AIDS
okay.
got him.
1982. No,
that's unfortunate. All
right. The Whammies have been going on since 1982.
Is that right?
When did Liberace die?
I don't know.
86? 85?
No. Okay, so I know I went to the funeral.
Are you being serious?
With his mink.
87.
My brother George would approve.
Okay, George was my biggest fan.
Before we move off this.
I used to love him on the Ed Sullivan Show. He was great.
Oh, without a doubt.
That guy was.
Gentle Ben, yes or no?
The entertainer.
Dennis, Gentle Ben, yes.
Absolutely,
so that's like 97 to 3% on that one.
Okay, let me just finish Liberace.
Followed by Flipper.
I hated those kids. I did. They had the perfect hair. They had the perfect little blue and white striped shirt. They had the nice little white cutoffs. I did not like them.
Jim's face. What's going on?
What's he talking about?
Flipper.
Flipper.
The kids in Flipper.
Okay.
Sorry, boss.
I could have been right because the Whammy started in 82. Liberace died in 87. So he could have gotten a Whammy.
Good
now,
point.
But I do think a real museum, like, have you been?
So many comments.
Have you guys been to Cleveland to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I have not.
I have not.
I have.
Okay. Right? Yeah. Is that awesome?
Yeah, it's very cool. We're in the lake. It's pretty close to the lake.
Next
pretty
to the mistake by the lake?
It's very close.
That
to
is
lake.
Not a mistake. The flats are awesome.
It is within walking distance of the lake. Of Lake Erie.
You're
it's right there.
Yes, it is. It's downtown. Okay. Anyway, we should do that here. And
I agree too.
Dennis makes a good point that in conjunction with the guy in this community that absolutely loves music but got in the grocery business, maybe we could talk to him about putting a little dish in on there and having our own Music Hall of Fame.
Mark Scogan? Right?
Yeah.
Mark, absolutely. Mark, if you're listening.
Awesome. Let's find out what's going on around here this weekend, everybody.
I was
going
to say you are, but hey.
So speaking of our friends over at the Epic Event Center, so it's Saturday, February 3rd, John 5 and the Creatures with Lilac are performing. The doors open at 7 p.m. and the show is at 8 p.m. Tickets are still available. They're $25 to $55. And John 5, he was associated with Rob Zombie. He is the guitarist for Motley Crue.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to be the guitarist for Marilyn Manson.
Mm-hmm.
He's with Motley Crue?
He is now, yes.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Mick Mars has a new album out, by the way. Check it out. It's good.
So did Mick Mars leave?
Yes, you can't tour
I did not
anymore.
Know that because of his physical problems?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay.
Spondylitis or something.
Yeah.
It's called,
yeah, okay. Wow.
He's even from Michigan, John.
Where? Detroit? Probably Detroit.
Grosse Pointe, Michigan.
Yeah. Well, actually the hoity-toityest town in Michigan.
That is.
Yeah.
Wow.
Played with Manson.
How many musicians have come out of Michigan, though? Isn't it amazing?
A lot,
dude. I mean, you can just go on and on and on and on and on. It's amazing.
Sure. Yep. Right? Good stuff.
And even in the Detroit airport, they honor them. There's so much Motown that came out of there.
Michigan is so cool.
I mean,
you get Ted Nugent and
Bob Seger, Glenn Frey, and just on and on and on.
On and on and on.
On and on and on and on.
Michigan,
Jewel.
Jewel, too?
Jewel's from Michigan, yeah.
She's from Alaska. Come on now.
No, she went to school in Michigan.
Shut the front door.
Check it out. Check it out. Check it out.
That's funny.
Another fun event is the Luminary Walk at Baird Creek.
Yes.
Okay. That's
no, that is cool. You guys, that's awesome.
Rick James, and Ted Nugent were in a band.
Rick James, bitch.
That tells you something about Michigan, right there. Ted Nugent and Rick James in a band together. It's
so
a true
that
story.
Would be something.
I can watch those over and over. Those videos. Oh my goodness. So yeah, the Luminary Walk at Baird Creek is tonight, February 2nd. It's at 324 Baird Creek Road. The prices are $5 per person and $15 per family, and that's going on from 5 to 7 p.m. You get to walk the paved trail. It's all lit up with like 1,000 luminaries. You can go with couples, friends, families, four-legged friends, everybody. So that'll be a good time. Maybe Milton will go.
Four-legged Miltons,
yes. Right?
That is great. It's all paved. It's not muddy. They really do a really nice job with that. That's a great walk.
It's beautiful.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. And then another big event here in downtown Green Bay is the Cafe Crawl. So that is tomorrow, Saturday, February 3rd, from 8:30 to 12:30. Tickets are $10. There are 10 participating local cafes and small businesses. Make sure you check out the Waterfront Market. We'll be open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. But we're actually going to be open at 8:30 tomorrow morning for that Cafe Crawl. But yeah, you can get samples of coffee, tea, a little bit of everything. So that's really exciting. We're looking forward to that. Hopefully there's a good turnout. It makes me feel like the 4th of July, and that's what I'd love to see downtown. You know what I mean?
It'll be the 4th, but well, there'll be a lot of people.
A thousand tickets, they said they almost sold out.
Right. Wow, and what's fantastic. Cool about that right. is you walk by or drive by some of these cafes, like right. the just ADRC, you know, and to go in there and see it and like, this place is awesome. And
it is.
So I think it's a great thing to do. That'd be fun.
Support small local businesses. So yes, the downtown district is doing a great job with that. We look forward to it. Very cool.
I'm having
I love
a party
that.
Tomorrow, but anyway. Okay.
You're what?
I didn't get that invite.
You're what?
I just gave it to you.
Oh, okay.
That just happened, ladies and gentlemen.
I did not know you were having a party tomorrow that I wasn't invited
to. He just slid me the invite.
Wow.
because you're on the other side. Okay. He had to slide right, girls. It.
Got it.
Okay. And if it's on Facebook, it must be true.
There you go.
Right. And the last thing, the last thing for the Green Bay area is the first anniversary. How do you say that word? A priest? Ski party? Sorry, Cocoon Brewing, but that event is free. It's at 2233 Caftan Way in De Pere, Wisconsin. And it's at 11 a.m. and it goes to 11 p.m. It's the first anniversary, and they're going to throw a big ski party to celebrate. They're it says stoking the fires all day, giving prizes away, and cavorting in 80s style ski attire.
I can see it now. All that blaze pink on the hills.
I know. Bring out the old bibs, ski bibs. I have ski bibs.
Cocoon Brewing.
Absolutely.
I thought that sounded fun.
Yes. Also, we got one here. Don't forget the Jimmy's tomorrow night at Vandervest Harley Davidson. Great blues band from the Madison area.
Oh, you bet fine. They are.
You know them?
They're a hoot, man.
Great. Awesome.
Do it. Go. Let's
and
go
that's
see
a great venue.
Vandervest is an oh, awesome yeah. place so to have stuff.
Great family that owns that. Yeah, that's
Rick
that's
and the
a
whole bunch.
Place.
Love yep. them.
And one thing I forgot. So with this cafe crawl, Waterfront Market, we're going to be doing 5 ready-to-serve beverages. So if you buy 5, you get the 6th one free. So
awesome.
The ready-to-serve. There's like 3 whole coolers full of them.
For the record, let's just underscore that it's 8:30 to 12 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it is Green Bay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I just want to remind.
I had to think about what I just said.
I just want to remind people.
Sounds like a great event.
It is. Oh, it is. That's a good time.
That's not a shocker for some reason. It went through my ears and it's like, okay, what? That sounds normal.
What else you got going on, my brother?
I'm still trying to understand why we still live here in Wisconsin. Do you see the meteorologist? It's 30. That's like.
Shorts.
Good for
short
you.
Weather.
Good for you. It's
how was Mexico? Warm?
It was 80s, and you know, most of the time.
From
yeah.
the pictures, looks like you had a good time.
We did. I got a perma grin going on, right?
You yeah. certainly do. I don't blame you.
Yeah, it was good times. Great oldies, you know. There's not a lot going on in the Appleton area this weekend.
Okay.
I don't know. I understand why that is, but it is. But there's stuff going on. The Escher String Quartet is playing at the Lawrence Memorial Chapel.
Jim's right up Jim's alley.
Oh, is, yeah.
And
yeah.
But he went to school there. And that the acoustics there are great.
It's
and
unbelievable.
The seating, the sight lines are good. That's
yeah.
a great
place. Is
that
place. Right on College?
Yes.
It is.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a cool looking building.
It's right across
yeah.
the street from. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's a cool looking building right across the street from the university.
Yeah. Yep.
I heard somebody say in life that you're supposed to live life like you're a visitor, like you're a traveler, like you're a vacationer. Even if you're living in Green Bay, Appleton, whatever. Live your life like you're, you know,
a tourist.
Like you're like a tourist, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you have not been, you should go. Check it out. You know, try it out for yourself.
And
the acoustics
guess,
are amazing.
How much is it?
Adults 25 to 30, seniors 20 to 25.
Yeah. And that is such great
good
music.
Price.
Yeah.
I mean, I would.
Students are free.
Okay.
If they're listening, you better be.
Wake up.
That'll stop this car right now.
Absolutely.
No, that'd be good.
I got this one. Some people said they're going to see Jeff Allen at Cup of Joy tomorrow. We had Jeff on about a week or so ago.
Oh.
A couple of weeks ago with Cup of Joy.
We did. And Johnny.
Comedian.
They offered us tickets too. So I was just supposed to follow up with you. He is funny. And he's at the Cup of Joy. That is free to anyone who wants to come, or you can get a reserve seat for $25. But Jeff Allen's putting on 2 shows. Is he putting on 4 shows? Or just is he either Friday and Saturday? Or just anyway, he Cup of Joy on the west side of Green Bay. That is a great show, and he is funny.
Fantastic
Clean.
Venue.
All right. Hang on, you guys. We're going to talk a little bit about what the glam band's got coming up, too. Dennis, is that all right, buddy?
Sure.
All right. We got to set a real quick break. Christy and Dennis from the glam band in the house. Mind on the Mayor, back right after this.
Don't wait down Holiday Grove. Holiday Grove.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
What's going on in the area with Christy and Dennis from the Glam Band.
That is great. What do you call that? Bumper music?
Yeah. Uplifting.
That just is.
Happy
it just
Friday. It
gets you in the mood to go and experience what's going on in our listening area. So, yeah, I Todd again. Okay. What else is going on?
He gets one
We're
of these.
Nothing without Tom.
I know. We know that. Yes. Yeah.
Tom.
God, I love our producer, Tom.
Tom, Tom you're Tom. The best. What are you doing this weekend, Tom?
Sorry, Todd.
That is funny. Okay, Dennis, tell us what's going on with the
Glam
award.
Man.
Well, the nominee for the best vocalist in the state of Wisconsin. What are you guys doing this weekend?
Well, we have a couple shows. We're going to be in the Wausau area tonight. And then we're going to be doing a corporate party downtown Appleton on Saturday.
Wow.
So nothing local per se, public, but we'll be around. Just ask.
That's why there's not much going on at Appleton. You guys sucked all the wind out of the city.
You took the whole crowd with you.
Right.
Good night, everybody. So when you guys, and I've seen you guys backstage or whatever before, but do you guys actually do some of the physical labor when you set up, or do you have roadies?
Yeah, we have one stage manager, and she's awesome.
She's awesome. I met her.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But on the most part, we do just about everything. Yeah, you bet.
What's funny, though, you guys are all like normal guys. You're not like prima donna, sort of. I've been this artist all my life. I don't want to work up a sweat. You guys are just guys.
John, my parents don't even claim me anymore.
I would like to say that I the fact that you're mentoring, and we talked about how important that is in a kid's life is, and I've been to your backstage area. You're doing the right thing, too. I mean, there's no weed in there. There's not alcohol. You guys are just and you can bring a 15-year-old back there and say, look, this is what these guys doing. Yeah. We talked about the guys that put the makeup on.
Gene Simmons.
Right. Same thing. Very clean.
Kissed, yeah.
And it wasn't always that way. But, I mean, it is now. And I think that's a good example that you don't have to do the,
How can you? It gets in the way of what you're trying to do.
Absolutely.
It really does.
Great.
And it's not cool anymore. I mean, that used to be cool. It was the rock and roll lifestyle or whatever. It's almost like you had to embrace that to be, accepted.
Right.
Those days are over, aren't they, Dennis?
I think those are crutches for weak people.
Okay.
Honestly, I could go on, but I'm not going to.
No, go ahead. I think this is interesting.
Well, it just came right out without even thinking, so I better just back up before I get too far into it.
No,
but seriously, I mean, people use that stuff to hide their problems, to mask their problems and whatnot. A lot of musicians have problems. Let's face it. Look at me, for example. Hello.
I do, too. Oh, is there anybody else here?
That's Tom? That's it. No.
My dad's.
But, what Dennis was saying, Johnny, remember we had Chris Farley's brother on?
Yeah.
And he really hid behind a lot of drugs and alcohol, but he said his best performances when he was clean.
Absolutely.
But maybe they don't have the confidence to try it without it. I don't know anything
that
about
could that. Be something to do with it too. I mean, you're walking in the tightrope in front of people publicly,
you're so laying it all out there.
Pressure's on, brother.
Yeah, right.
Make it happen.
But the thing that's cool, I think, is now for the what you guys are doing with this young band with decades. Okay,
I'm so stoked to see these
guys. Man, I
Me
can't
too.
wait. But what I'm saying is you guys are such great role models for them, showing that you can be these big-time rock and rollers, and you guys can be tremendously successful, tremendously popular. But it's true for around you guys are. Let's be honest, man. You could fill any venue in Wisconsin, and you you pull the curtain back for them to show that you can just be nice, normal people and this other persona out on stage.
You just make regard them shine. The man behind the curtain.
Exactly. But that's the part that I think is cool, to show these young musicians and artists that.
There's nothing flashy or fancy about it, except for the makeup.
I love that hair and glitter.
You know, my dad said you can't polish a turd, you know, and I said, Dad, it looked like you. So, you know,
let me ask you something about your character or whatever you want to call it. Did that come natural for all you guys, or did you guys say, I'm going to be this guy, I'm going to be that guy, I'm going to be whom?
It's just what happens. It just happens when the lights come on.
Okay.
You know, it's a reflection of who we are. You know, it's a personality type, if you will, but it's just an expression. It's like Recess.
What do you think has made you guys so popular, though, Dennis?
I don't know.
Because I mean, your fan base is so
down to earth.
I'm just working.
Yeah,
so to speak. I don't know. Something happened a few years ago, just before COVID, where we were at a show at the Stone Toad in Menasha. Plug. Ding ding.
I love that place.
And it was January. It was 8 below 0, and there were people standing outside having to wait for 45 minutes to get in. That's when we knew something was cooking.
That's what I mean.
And I felt guilty the whole damn time. You think, pardon my French, because I'm thinking, what's going on here? Let these people in.
Yeah.
Let them in.
Yeah.
You know,
It is, it's a magical thing. You can't like just formulate. You can't say,
no,
do this and that it goes to that. And like, it just happens. And that's what's cool about that industry and entertainment. You just never know what's going to grab people.
Yeah. You've got a couple things going for you. You are great entertainers. You've got a great persona in the community as people give back. But you also play music that some of us really like.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, it harkens back. We talked about how music can bring you back to a happier time.
No question.
And you bring it all 2 hours. Like, you guys don't.
No.
Or three?
Four?
Oh, I left early. I lost my voice.
That's fair. Some people do leave halfway through. It's a blowout. We're out of here.
I've told you this before, all the stamina you guys have is amazing out there.
Well.
You guys don't phone it in.
No, we can't.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, we're 2 minutes. Go ahead, Dennis.
I got nothing. I'm just happy to be here, brother.
Great. tell me, what kind of music is Decades going to be playing?
You have to ask them. I don't know. It's going to be a show. You know, I think it's going to be some of the same similar stuff they do. I think, but they're going to do. It looks to me like they're going to be doing different genres.
Okay.
Stuff that really piques their interest and stuff. I don't know, but fantastic. I'm under the impression it's going to be a bunch of different genres, whatever strikes their fancy that really dig. And I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, these kids are playing songs that are way older than them.
Right.
You know, that's not normal.
No, but that's great.
But then again, it says a lot about the music industry these days.
Yeah, doesn't it, though?
Moving right along.
Yeah.
That same night, Ask Your Mother. So it'll be the glam band, Ask Your Mother. And then,
that's right.
Yeah, that's right. All March 29th at Epic Event Center.
Do you want to talk about that other band you fill in on sometimes?
What's that?
Don't you got another one that you're doing some things with?
I just started up a sideshow.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a band I played with in before. I was in a band called Sonic Circus a long, long time ago. And it was just a circus sideshow. That's the connection. It's like something to do on the side with Sonic.
Right.
And over the years, people come, people go, whatever. And there's an opportunity again when I get to hook up again with a keyboard player who's amazing, an amazing keyboard player and bass player. He does it at the same time. And anyway, so it's something to do on the side where we're doing some shows here on the side.
Awesome. Appreciate it very much. Christy, great job as usual.
Thank you.
Good luck with the cafe crawl tomorrow.
Yes.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
It will be.
We're outstanding. Excited. Downtown Green Bay. Jim, give Milton our very best. He seemed a little shook up when he left here today.
I know, man. I'll talk to him. I'm feeling kind of down, but
I think I contributed, and I feel bad for it.
You did. Boy, he went crazy when you walked in the door. It's like a guard dog.
Wow. He's like, is that John?
Yeah.
It's that hat. It's the hat that
Dennis
throws.
From Glam Band, thank you so very much.
Thank you, guys. Good to see
Always
you.
A pleasure having you here. Tom, great having you here. Nice work. Everybody have a phenomenal weekend. My name is Mayor. Back on Monday morning. See ya.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024 continues. Crudy lands in Las Vegas for the Nevada presidential primary, a competing GOP caucus, and all the build-up to Super Bowl 58. Tune in for special events broadcast live from the Vegas Strip. From Nevada primary Tuesday, February 6th through Super Bowl Friday, Crudy brings on the ground coverage from a swing state that helped Joe Biden win the presidency.
Viva Las Vegas!
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry.